You're listening to KNKX. Seattle Public Schools may get its first Native American superintendent. The school board has voted to begin contract negotiations with Denise Juno of Montana. More from 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
School board directors said all three finalists for the superintendent job were well qualified. But in the end, the vote was unanimous to choose Denise Juno. She has a master's in education from Harvard. She's a lawyer and former state superintendent in Montana. She's also an enrolled member of the Mandan Hidatsa tribes and a descendant of the Blackfeet tribe. Scott Pinkham is a Seattle school board director and a member of the Nez Perce tribe.
Any student that feels that they're at risk or marginalized can see Seattle schools is walking the talk. They're having a leader that's going to be up there and say, yes, I'm from a marginalized community, but I can make a difference in the school district.
Manuela Sly has four children in Seattle Public Schools. She's also a member of the Equity and Race Advisory Committee to the superintendent. Sly says she listened to all three candidates at a public forum and thought Juno was the best. Sly says she would like to see the new superintendent make the school district more welcoming to families of color and people who don't speak English.
I hope that she's ready to learn the things that she doesn't know and bring the experience that she has, and also that she's ready to listen to voices that might not be necessarily represented in our district.
The superintendent job will pay about $300,000 a year. School board members will be negotiating with Juno over the next few weeks to finalize the contract. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.